SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
The 2016 census on August 9th will be Australia's biggest ever survey. The Australian Bureau of Statistics expects to count 24 million people from more than 200 countries speaking over 300 languages. Run every 5 years, the census identifies key characteristics of the population to help plan for the country's future. And this year, most people will complete it online. The Census of Population and Housing, or Census, has been conducted since 1911 to provide a snapshot of Australia. It's managed by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the statistical agency of the federal government. The census is a compulsory survey involving residents of all dwellings on census night. Duncan Young is the head of the 2016 census program.
Australia's census is conducted every 5 years, and it aims to count every person and every household in Australia and some key information about each person. This count of people is critical for planning of services in Australia, education, transport, health and infrastructure, and is used to allocate billions of dollars of government funding across communities all across Australia.
Duncan Young says the most accurate way to survey the country is to ensure every person on any given night is counted. This means tourists and international students here on August 9th are also included.
If you're away from home but in Australia, you need to fill it out on that night. If you're overseas, out of Australia, you don't need to fill out a census form at all. We'll add you into the population count using your departure cards, but anyone in Australia on census night, whether you're at your home or whether you're staying at a hotel or whether you're staying at a campground, you need to fill out a census form for that location.
Respondents must answer every question on the census form except the one about religion.
From very early in Australia's history, it was decided that providing information on religion in the census should be an optional choice, whereas completing the census and completing all of the other questions should be compulsory. We saw last census actually deal well over 90%. I think it was 92 or 93% of people answered the question on religion. And so only a very small percentage of people actually leave that question blank.
The census has previously been available mostly on paper. The Australian Bureau of Statistics says an increasing number of users have expressed a desire to fill out the census online since it went digital in 2006. This year, the ABS is expecting to see 16 million people counted in the online form. That's more than 65% of all Australian households.
We have made it available so that it works on smartphones, tablets, or on computers. For a standard household of about four people, it'll take around about 30 minutes to complete, but not everyone has a computer, or some people prefer to fill it out on paper. So we've got easy options available for people to get a paper form and fill it out themselves, and then post it back in one of our sort of secure privacy reply paid envelopes.
Most households will receive a digital access code in a letter in the mail in early August. People can also request a paper census form by ringing the helpline.
Nearly everyone in Australia will receive a letter from the Australian Bureau of Statistics around about the 1st of August. And this letter will have in it a unique 12-digit logon code. And this is the only thing you need to access your census form. Type in this 12-digit number and you'll be automatically into a form. This number can also be used to phone up and request a paper form. And then we'll mail a paper form out to you by priority post.
People with a disability who are homeless or live in remote locations can access extra support from the ABS. Those who need assistance in language can receive help to fill out their census forms or access a free language helpline.
We also produce a range of materials in different languages to help people understand how to complete the census. We run sessions called fill-in form sessions where members of a community can come along onto a local community centre or a local library where there'll be computers available, there'll be people available who speak a range of different languages and who can then and provide support to people as they work their way through completing the census, either online or on paper. People just need to bring their letter with them.
It's mandatory for all Australian residents and visitors to fill out the census on August 9th. Failing to do so could result in large fines up to $180 a day.
Very few people who get prosecuted. We're very lucky in Australia that very few people don't complete the census. Last time a census covered 98.3% of the Australian population. And so our first path is always to ask people to complete and to send people to remind them and provide any assistance that people need to complete the census.
After August 9th, census field officers will visit households that haven't completed the census.
Census staff are always very clearly identified with a photographic ID card around their neck from the Australian Bureau of Statistics identifying them. They'll also be carrying a yellow satchel, which is very distinctive and stands out. And so it's really important for if someone comes to your door for you to make sure that you can see their identification and to make sure that they are a census collector before you open your door or provide them any information.
For more information, visit census.abs.gov.au. To request a paper form, call 1300 214 531 or, if you need a translator, call 13 14 50. Featured by Amy Chen Yu Wong, and for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.